This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
FM 89.9, it is 5:38. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And if that hasn't tipped you off already, for today on Twitter, a bit of sad news. Actor and comedian Bob Saget passed away yesterday at the age of 65. And so hashtag Bob Saget and quite predictably hashtag Full House is trending. That, of course, was a little bit of the theme song from Full House. Bob Saget, I think, if you grew up at a particular period of time, if you were a TV watcher from the late 80s to the mid 90s, is one of those figures that I think appeared in multiple forms and you would have consumed in multiple ways, because he was a stand-up comedian, but more significantly, he was also an actor and television host. You might have watched him in Full House, but also as the first host for America's Funniest Home Videos. So Bob Saget passed away yesterday, as we said. He was found in his hotel in Ritz-Carlton, Orlando. Thus far, detectives have found no signs of foul play or drug use in the case. He was in Florida as part of a stand-up comedy tour, which was intended to go on until May and tour the entire country. And he actually had performed as recently as the night before he was found dead. I think the kind of tributes and the kind of outpouring of sadness that is being that his death is generating online is an indication of how beloved he was. Even though, if we look back at his career, he hasn't actually had a huge presence in recent television, as it were. I think one of the other than the revival of Full House or Fuller House, where he played Danny Tanner again for 10 episodes, the other thing that most people would remember him for is probably the voiceover narration in How I Met Your Mother, where he was basically the unseen Ted Mosby in his later years. And that was from 2005 to 2014. But I think he's one of those characters that as that dad in Full House or as the host of America's Funniest Home Videos, just for many viewers, has this feeling of warmth and humor and being very welcoming and just this kind of self-effacing humor that was very distinctive to his style. Of course, if you were a follower of his stand-up comedy, you might have gotten a very different Bob Saget, because he was much sharper and perhaps bordering on irreverent and even vulgar in some of his comedy. And I think that's actually the two sides of the kind of performer that Bob Saget was. Just looking at some of the tweets, we have Yolanda, who says, "I, like most people of my age, grew up with Bob Saget. America's Funniest Home Videos and Full House were staples in my house. Even my non-English speaking abuelos loved him. And then I grew up and got to know his comedy. And my God, he was hilarious. Rest in peace, Bob Saget." And that's actually it. I mean, I think that really encompasses the different facets of Bob Saget and the kind of performer that he was. We have Krista, who says, "First Betty White and now Bob Saget, who played Danny Tanner in one of my favorite TV shows. 2022, I don't like you already and you just started." That's something that I've actually been seeing expressed quite a bit, especially since we also lost Sydney Poitier over the weekend. Lots of people pointing out how it's not been the best time so far for beloved celebrities. Do share your thoughts with us, your tributes. We are talking about Bob Saget, of course. He passed away yesterday at the age of 65. Let us know, are you a Bob Saget fan? What are some of your favorite TV memories of him? You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from mediocrity. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:46. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And we've been talking about a number of very different things this hour. So earlier on today on Twitter, we paid tribute to Bob Saget, who passed away yesterday at the age of 65. So we've been asking you whether you're a fan and what your favorite TV memories of him are. Do keep sending them our way. You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. 899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's look at the messages that we've been getting for Bob Saget. So we have we have Adlina saying, "This is such sad news. I loved Bob. He's a legend. I remember watching him in Full House when I was a kid and in Fuller House when it came out. Rest in peace, Bob." I think Full House is coming up a lot in a lot of the messages and certainly in a lot of the tweets as well. And I think there was just something special about the way he played that dad. That whole trope of a single father parenting three daughters, and there was just something very warm and funny. He was the responsible one in a house full of children as well as adults who sometimes behaved like children. And I think that's how he won his way into many of our hearts, particularly when in that golden age of sitcoms, right? Lana says, I loved watching Full House as a child. They used to play Full House on Nickelodeon at night, and I'd always watch it whenever I couldn't sleep. Such a warm, kind figure on TV. He'll be dearly missed. And Costa says, America's Funniest Home Videos. He'd reduce me and my family to tears for that one-hour show. You know, back when TV were boxes that could kill you if they fell on you, and we had actual commercials, which means that you get a minute or two for a toilet break. You know, the break is actually an important one when you talk about something like America's Funniest Home Videos, because the worst is when you run away to get some water or you're in the toilet and you hear everyone else laughing uproariously at some video that they'd played. And you know you're not going to be able to rewatch it because, you know, back then there was no YouTube to find out what was so funny. But I think America's Funniest Home Videos was another one of those things that brought Bob Saget into our homes here, right? It was one of those TV staples, something that the entire family would sit around and watch. And one of the many reasons why Bob Saget, I think, is so beloved. Do keep sharing your tributes to Bob Saget with us. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.